Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich, winners of the Brokers Ireland Investment Excellence Award each year since 2014. Now that's reassuring.
Now, only 16% of consumers believe the system of buying a home in Ireland is transparent for purchasers. This comes from research by the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, which says a lack of information is leaving buyers confused, frustrated and in limbo due to lengthy delays. The research also showed consumers want more information earlier on in the process. 78% agreed that if a potential buyer asks a question about a property, then the estate agent should have to identify and disclose this information to other buyers. Well, for reaction on this, I'm joined on the line by David Brock, Director of Brock Delap Estate Agents. David, good evening to you.
Hi, John. How you doing?
And thanks very much for joining me. The report says that friends and family are the most trusted source of information for consumers, followed by buyers, solicitors and engineers. And we're talking about over 70% or almost 80% in some cases trusting those sources. Respondents said sellers and estate agents are the least trusted source, 16% and 22% of those respondents there respectively. It's not good news for estate agents. Agents, is it? Yeah,
it's not surprising either. I mean, there's a natural tension there when someone's buying a property. You got to remember, a buyer is trying to buy the property for as little as possible, and a seller is trying to sell the property for as much as possible. So that can create tension.
So, well, remind us of your role. It's about you're representing the interests of the vendor, the person selling the house, and you have to keep a few things quiet, do you?
No, I wouldn't say that. I'm just saying that the findings aren't surprising. So you're correct in saying that, and a lot of people maybe don't realise this, the estate agent is engaged by the seller and not the buyer, and is working on behalf of the seller trying to get the best price. But that doesn't mean you have to withhold any information. I think the more information that's available, the better, because you've got a better chance of finding a serious buyer and the sale not falling through.
Can you understand people's concerns here? For example, maybe, and we know how hard it is to find the house, to find the money to buy a house nowadays, and then maybe competing with others as well. If you only find out in the middle of a bidding process that the property is going through probate, for instance, would that be something that could be alerted to you earlier?
Yeah, I mean, it's not always even alerted to us. And generally, when we sell properties that are going through probate, we'd wait till they've either gone through probate or at they're at the very kind of latter stages of probate being granted. Now, having said that, there's a bit of a balance there, if I'm to be honest. You don't want to lose the business either. So if you think you're going to lose the business to another agent who's prepared to go to market straight away, then you might be,
you might have to string along a few buyers.
I wouldn't say that. We just tell people it's going through probate, because it's a lot easier, because then you've less chance of falling through. But we prefer if it's at the latter stages or it's gone through probate already, because then the sales process is much quicker.
What about the bidding wars themselves? Because it's a very emotive time for people who are maybe stretched already and have been looking for a long time. Then they keep maybe just getting a casual word as to somebody's gone higher than you. You know, do you want to match it or are you out? It can be very tense. Is that a transparent process?
Well, for us it is, because we've got an online bidding platform. So the members of the public can see the bids, and then any bidders are notified when bids come in. And in order to place a bid, you have to give proof of funds and proof of ID. So we know you're a real person, you've got the money and you've seen the property. So that would, at least that way, all the other bidders know that they're bidding against people who are in funds, and that they're not bidding against someone who maybe isn't in funds.
And does that work for you? Do you get good feedback on that?
But people, the sellers like it, and the buyers seem to respond well to it as well.
And I'm wondering as well, we seem to blame for lack of information, GDPR for everything, and data protection. Is that a factor here as well in some of what you do or don't tell potential buyers?
Well, as I say, we're trying to tell them as much information as possible. Now, we're not obliged to, or even I don't even know if we're allowed to discuss structural issues with the property because we're not qualified to do that. And it's recommended buyers get their own, do their own survey. And I think it'd be very impartial or very difficult for a seller to get an impartial survey.
That's maybe bringing us back to the survey, the findings yeah. here in this research, where if you found a problem, for instance, I suppose damp or subsidence or something like that, that it should be shared with everyone. But it is a matter for each buyer, the individual buyer, to get their own survey to pay for it as well, isn't it?
Unfortunately, and the survey is done after the property sale agreed.
Right. So that's not something that could be shared by you, for instance, is it?
Well, we couldn't because...
If you were to sell the house again or if there was a sale fell through or...
Sorry, yeah.
It's not your information.
The survey, yeah, well, I don't even know. We wouldn't be allowed because the results of the survey and the survey itself aren't ours to share. They're in the ownership of the person who commissioned it.
Okay. A listener says, John, I dealt with a number of agents recently. One was very open and old-fashioned, which was great. Mm-hmm. Generally open communication about the offers we made. With the new online bidding systems, this listener says the agents are absolutely pushing up the prices. Many made very generous offers not accepted, and they felt the agent was keeping it open for months. Well, is I don't know if that's possible with your transparent system that you mentioned, David, or is it?
Well, number one, you can't. Generally, you couldn't keep it open for months because you'd lose the buyers. So generally, like in around Dublin, it's taking 4 to 6 weeks to sale agree a property. If you go past that, everyone will have seen the property already, and the bidding process will come to an end. And as I say, everyone can see the bids. You could like it's kind of the estate agent isn't making the bids. The purchasers are making the bids and you can't stop them making the bids. So I don't really know if it's the estate agents putting up the price or people are just willing to pay more.
The research also says average conveyancing time frames were around 17 weeks. 43% of consumers said it took 16 weeks or more. We're looking at nearly 4 months there. Is that too long, David? Is that an area that could be reformed?
Yeah, that's outside my sphere now. That's to do with them.
It's not a surprise to you, though, is it? Or does that sound right to you?
It sounds absolutely right. It takes, in our experience, between 3 and 6 months to sell a property. And if we've got a vendor who's overseas, they're often shocked to find this out.
Okay. David, for now, thanks very much for talking to us this evening. There is, of course, or there has been, of course, calls for the government to introduce more legislation to allow greater transparency. David says many estate agents are doing some of that already. He's director of Brock Delap Estate Agents. Thank you for joining us on Drive Time. We'll have an update on the situation regarding air traffic problems in London next.